of the record here, I'm going to be giving you some insider information here. So with a lot of the records we have here at CJSF, there was something that was a part of, you know, the record tracking back in the day. And by back in the day, I mean the late 80s, early 90s, where there would be a section where people could write comments and recommended tracks. And then there would also be an area where people could log in when they played something. So the side, the track, the time, and the date. And the first date here that someone wrote down having like played a track was side B, track 3, at 10 p.m. In 1989. That's really awesome. That's so cool. I am holding a piece of history every single day I'm here at CJSF. The first comment on the side here says, "Wonderful blues acoustic stuff. Yeah. We'll be holding record release party November 12th at Vancouver East Cultural Center. Great vocals. Excellent voice and music. Engaging lyrics. Powerful." I'm really excited for this. Anyways, let's go on with this first track off of side one. It's titled Shake Sugary. And there's a little description under it. It says, "Another wonderful song by Elizabeth Cotton, the author of Freight Train, who died several years ago." I believe these are written from the perspective of Faith Nolan herself. This album is titled Freedom to Love. And I really, really sincerely hope you enjoy. Once again, first track titled Shake Sugary by Faith Nolan, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world but right here with all of you.
Have a little song, won't take long. Sing it right once or twice. Thank you.
This is Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Yeah. Hope everyone is having a great night. And I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We've been listening to Faith Nolan's album, Freedom to Love. And that last track was titled Freedom to Love. Under the track name on the album, it says, who I believe is from the perspective of Faith Nolan herself, says the state has no right to determine through laws which adults may love each other. And this is a pretty common theme throughout a lot of Faith Nolan's music, it seems. You know, looking into her, she's a social activist, one who's based in Toronto and is still active to this day. And a lot of her music has to do with not only the Black experience within Canada, but her experience as a queer Black woman in Canada as well. And, you know, there are a lot of, like, very poignant lyrics in that track in particular, saying things like, don't want to be in the dark, want to turn on the light, want to love you, baby, I know our love is right. Sneaking and lying, running and hiding, we could give up, but we got to keep trying. You know, very clearly a love that is forced to be hidden, and one that shouldn't be. Let's get on to the next song. This one is titled Torture. Once again, you're listening to Faith Nolan's album Freedom to Love, only on CJSF, only on Analog Archives. Thank you so much for tuning in this hour. It means the world to me.
He broke Sherry's nose and her ribs and jaw, used a tire iron and crowbar. Her kids were left alone a week, and everybody knows and nobody speaks. Now tell me where, or does the torture run in? A gash on your jaw, teeth marks on your neck, a weekend with your daddy just like all the rest. And black stockings cover your arms and legs, you're lying for your daddy one time again. Where does the torturer live? The children say he took them, mother had meant no harm. A burn on the little girl's chest and another burn on the other girl's arm. Afraid of the boss man, women's screams ease their lives. Where does the torturer live? They got Pinochet in Chile, they got death squads in El Salvador. But while we're talking about human rights, let's take a look next door.
just like a fan, and I talk to the girl like an old man. They say I do it, ain't nobody caught me. Sure gotta prove it on me. Oh, they sure gotta prove it on me.
One last time, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. That last track was titled Anna Mae Aquash. Before that, you were listening to Prove It On Me Blues. Anna Mae Aquash, as said on this record, it says, "My small offering of solidarity to Anna Mae, who gave her life in the battle of Native peoples to retain their land and culture." And before I end off this hour of Analog Archives, I just want to read the excerpt that's at the back of this record, because I think it is quite poignant. It was written by Dion Brand, a Trinidadian-Canadian black feminist poet and novelist. Here's what it says. It says, "I remember meeting Faith Nolan 6 years ago, though it seems like much longer today. She'd come to ask me about reading poetry at the Rainbow Women's Festival, which she and other sister were organizing. I'd heard of her, seen her genuine face on posters, but we'd never met, though we'd lived in the same city and did the same kind of work. The Rainbow Women's Festival was her dream of a gathering of artists from different racial and cultural backgrounds coming together to share our work, and in sharing that work, to strike a blow against racism, which marginalizes us within the society. Sounded like a great idea, but back then it sounded impossible, too big to me. I told her I'd read and wished her good luck with the project. She persisted, calling me every once in a while in the months before the event to get involved. I begged off, saying I was so loaded down with work I couldn't help. Getting off the phone, I'd say to myself, who is this woman anyway? The night of the festival, the theater was packed, and woman after woman, Native, Black, South Asian, Chinese, and Japanese, read, sang, played music, and performed, making expression of their experiences and those of their people. Faith and the other organizers had pulled it off. I was reminded then of the socialist saying that it is by our will and conscience that we make the world. I have never underestimated Faith since, nor in the succeeding years of our working together, and the conviction that art can be a weapon in the struggle for social justice and equality." Wow. All right. Once again, Faith Nolan with Freedom to Love out of 1989. This was an album that, according to the back-written section of past CJSFers writing their thoughts and opinions of it, was clearly well-regarded, and for very good reason. Thank you to Faith Nolan for this, and thank you all for listening this hour. In just about 9 minutes, we've got Wham Bam East Fan, and you want to make sure you stay tuned for that show, because they have a pretty special guest as well, so you're not going to want to miss that. That's right at 7 p.m. Right after Wham Bam East Fan, we've got the 60-minute stage dive with Jeremy. I really love Thursdays here at CJSF. There's just so much amazing live programming, and so many amazing people coming in and out of the space. If you want to be a part of that, just come by anytime, any day. We'll be here. Anyways, thank you all again for tuning in this hour. We started off the hour with the Straitjackets coming out of Nova Scotia, and then ended it with Faith Nolan, also of Nova Scotia. Just a couple of gems in a sea of thousands of gems within the CJSF archives. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next week, peace.
Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJ.